Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast live from Chicago, Illinois, at the Association of Small Business Development Center Conference here in Chicago. It's the annual soiree, the big whoop-it-up party for small business and SBDCs. You've heard me speak many times over the years about SBDC, Small Business Development Centers, and this fine organization that represents them, the ASBDC. And somebody who agrees with me and who's doing a great job of supporting them is my guest this part of the hour. Peter Justin is the CEO of MyBizHomepage.com. We've known Peter for a long time, but for some reason, it's our fault. We are just now getting him on for the first time. Peter, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here, as always. Now, look, I want you to tell us about MyBizHomepage.com, and then I want to talk about this special partnership that you've created with SBDCs.
Love to talk about both. Before I do that, Jim, you know, one of the things that I've always wanted to do on your show is thank you for the contributions that you make for American small business.
Well, thank you.
You know, at MyBizHomepage, we are passionate about entrepreneurship and passionate about small businesses, so I always try and recognize and salute the people that share that passion.
I appreciate that, Peter.
You do
thank
a great
you.
Job in keeping the awareness in front of the public.
Thank
I,
you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Here's the check.
Is this going to clear? Are we okay
yes,
with this?
I think so.
The MyBiz Homepage, we were founded in 2006, and here's what we wanted to do. We tried to study the pain points of entrepreneurship and the failure rates and the closure rates and why they're so high. And then we tried to study the entrepreneur. I'm a big guy on studies. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to study the entrepreneur and the habits of the entrepreneur and figure out where we could make a difference. You know, the contribution of small business in America is astounding. And always,
right.
the numbers always blow me. Yeah. 50% of the non-farm GDP,
right.
$7 trillion in purchasing power, 24,
right.
25, 26. Nobody really knows how many there are out there. But they're sort of the Rodney Dean field of the business.
There's no
markets.
Question about it.
And we think that there's a number of reasons for that. One of which is it's sort of in a gaseous state. It's like DMV without the lines. They're all over the place, but
right.
they're really hard to reach and
right.
touch. So when we were doing our studies and trying to figure out how we could affect this watermelon passing through the belly of the snake of the U.S. economy, we thought if we could focus on helping them build a product that really helped them, A, B was free, always is. Everything we do
right.
is free,
right.
like Santa Claus.
Right.
Everything we do is free, always is going to be free. And really started to address the mindset of the entrepreneur. Now, here's the mindset of the typical entrepreneur. I make a great cup of coffee, so open a coffee shop.
Right.
Well, making the great cup of coffee is part of it, but it's not, by any stretch
That's
of
right.
the imagination, the whole answer. So where we felt they were falling down is in not understanding cash flow, not understanding the effect cost of goods sold has on making that great cup of coffee,
exactly.
not understanding all the other parameters.
That single issue right there is the reason why the failure rate is so high in small business.
I could not agree more.
It's the only thing. There is no which comes first, the chicken or the egg. That's
nope.
it.
It's not understanding the cash flow. So that's what we built the product to address, and here's what we built. At MyBiz Homepage, we built a platform. We focus on QuickBooks. QuickBooks, mm-hmm. no magic there. QuickBooks
right.
has 80% of the market, 94%
right.
of U.S. retail sales
right.
and small business accounting.
Right.
So we focus on QuickBooks. We cross a bridge. We enter the QuickBooks of the small business user. We monitor about 7,000 fields inside QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
We take snapshots of key data, what we think are what we call the key performance indicators: cash, cost of goods sold,
right.
accounts
right.
receivable, accounts payable.
Right.
We convert it from QuickBooks speak or from accounting speak
right.
that nobody understands anyway unless
right.
you're an accountant,
exactly.
and convert it to English.
In English, yeah.
And push it back to your desktop.
Mm-hmm.
We do that every 12 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7
wow.
days a week.
What's the website?
MyBizHomepage.com.
All right. And tell us about this partnership with SBDCs.
Here's what we want to do with the SBDCs. You know, they're a great organization. They have 1,000 offices, trained 1,200,000 small businesses last year. But we wanted to build something for them on a private label basis.
Right.
So part of our strategy as a company is to do channel partner marketing,
right.
which means we private label it for others
mm-hmm.
who work with small businesses mm-hmm. already. So we have an agreement with the SBDCs to private label a version of MyBiz homepage for every one of their offices in the country. So for local identification with their market and also for tracking local information. For example, if you're in the Fort Walton, Florida SBDC office, right, there'll be the Fort Walton version of MyBiz homepage. The users that sign up in Fort Walton for the tool to interact with the counselors, they can share information with the counselors much easier. There's information platforms and messaging platforms and stuff inside the site. But it would also help them track their statistics. In other words, on a blind aggregate basis, we're able to feed back to the SBDC community the effect of their training on their on their users.
Right.
In other words, they trained these million companies last year. How they do? Is you get the stunned silence because there's no method for tracking the results.
Right.
On a blind aggregate basis, we're able to track that for them.
Wow.
Now, we're real big privacy fanatics.
Hold on to that thought because we're going to come back and let you finish this thought in a minute. Folks, I'm going to get Don Wilson to join us in just a minute. He's the president of this soiree, this bunch of renegades, the ASBDCs. We're going to get Don.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes.
Mr. Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back.
To make romance, need the cover of
if it gets any better than that song,
you know, the leaves on the
I don't know what it is. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great time here, as you, I hope you can tell, in Chicago, Illinois, at the Association of Small Business Development Center Conference. This organization is one that I have a great deal of affection for and admiration for. The ASBDCs, the Small Business Development Centers, the thousands of counselors across the country, the hundreds of centers across the country, and of course they're serving the millions of small business owners out there who have my ultimate admiration. Somebody I know who agrees with me, because he, like me, has made his life's work supporting these people. Peter is the CEO of MyBizHomepage.com. And Peter, by the way, before we get, I'm bringing Peter back in, but also I want to reintroduce an old friend of ours, someone you know very well, Don Wilson, who's president and CEO of this fine organization, the ASBDCs. Don, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's always great to be with you. This is terrific.
Well, thanks for being here. And of course, we've been whooping it up for several days now on behalf of SBDCs.
Haven't we?
Small business owners, and so we've enjoyed being here. We're gonna get to you in a second, but I wanted Pete to talk some more about this new partnership, and you can join in too, that you guys have created. This is the premise here, ladies and gentlemen, is when I started doing my show in '97, 50% of businesses failed in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stat.
Yep.
The new stat that came out within the last 12 months, it shows that business obituaries have increased by 20% in the last 8 or 9 years to 50% in 4 years. That, and you and I talked about this in the last segment, I'm convinced that the primary reason most of that happened is because people didn't understand what you're trying to focus on every day, which is cash flow, understanding how to fund growth, that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Well, if you add another leg to that statistic, that I believe is that well over 60% of the businesses that close in that statistic were successful when they closed, just not successful enough to maintain the lifestyle.
They could, and not only that, though, how many people have failed while they were making a profit, while they were being successful, while they were growing, but they didn't have a plan to fund that growth? They thought that when they grew that it would take care of itself, but it's not that way. I mean, just because you get the kid to be 18, that doesn't mean that their college is paid for automatically, right?
Absolutely.
You got to fund that growth.
Well, you know, we see that a lot. We see people that, again, we talked about this earlier, when you build a business, you build it around your passion.
Yeah.
Your passion is not normally finance or accounting.
Right.
You're being an accountant.
Right.
You know, you're a great consultant. You make a great pizza, whatever the business model is. But unless you control that passion with the other elements that are necessary for success in a business, which is what the ASBDC trains you to do, you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
We see so many people that, you know, we think as entrepreneurs, if we just sell enough of our product, we'll be fine.
Right.
That's not true.
That's right.
You have to sell enough of a profitable product mm-hmm. in order to do that.
That's exactly right. And Don, Pete was just telling us a little bit before the break about this new partnership you guys have created, where he's going to white label his product for your SBD centers.
Yes, he is. And, you know, the dashboard that Peter has developed, which allows any small businessman to very, very quickly know where he stands financially, mm-hmm. You know, this will, I think, revolutionize the ability of small business people to stay on top of their business. That's one of the reasons that we see for failure is mm-hmm. that people don't understand operating ratios, cash flow issues,
right.
Receivables, all of this kind of thing, because they're too busy selling or whatever
right.
it may be. And if you're not on top of that, you're probably going to be in real trouble. And this gives you instantaneous information.
They have to mm-hmm. understand that if you make a sale, and it goes on your accounts receivable, that looks good on your balance sheet. But until you collect that money, you haven't made a sale, you've made a loan.
Well, and even more than that, how many business owners track their balance sheet?
How many business owners have a balance
sheet? I know what a balance sheet is.
Have a balance, yeah, never seen one.
So that's what we're trying to do. Our philosophy is we'll crunch your numbers, you run your business. I'll alert you when you've got a problem with your receivables, because we track receivables, and I'll send you a text alert on your cell
right.
phone saying, Jim, your receivables are up. Go
wow.
get them. Go collect them.
Wow.
You know, we have alerts.
So you become an integrated real-time partner.
Absolutely.
Wow. And now, you were about to say something when we went to the break about privacy, because my privacy antenna just went straight up into the roof.
I'm a privacy fanatic. I wrote our privacy
you have to
agreements.
Be.
I have to be. And I'm a privacy fanatic. And the rule is, if it would bug me, we're not going to do it. So the way I wrote the privacy agreements is we're not allowed to do anything with your information. Period.
Yeah.
That's
except store it and help you track it.
We'll help you track it and store it. Now, we do use blind aggregate data. One of the
yeah.
things we do with
yeah.
it, for example, is feed it back to you. So if you're running your pizza shop, you can compare and benchmark and best practice
right.
your results against your peer group.
Well, and that's good for everybody, and people have been doing that for years. Robert Morris Associates, et cetera, et cetera. Several publishers have been doing this for years, helping people like you and me see how we stack up against our peers without knowing who those peers are.
Correct. But we're trying to do it on an unprecedented scale. You know, we're now in 42 countries, by the way.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been in 18 months. It's been really interesting growth.
Yeah.
But we're trying to do it on...
Are you funding that growth there, Peter?
We're tracking our receivables very carefully. I track our burn rate very carefully.
There's a website, I think, I know that will help you with that. But
you know, that's one of the things we're trying to do for small businesses. We're developing products like... We're trying to take accounting away from arcane GAAP accounting that makes
yeah.
absolutely
yeah.
no sense when you're
for
running
small
a business.
That's exactly right.
And focus more on
this
real
This is not
issues.
Wall Street. This is Main Street.
You got it. You know, just give it to them in English.
Yeah.
You know, like burn rate. I guarantee
right.
I track burn rate by the hour.
Exactly.
That's not a GAAP metric.
That's right.
It doesn't
you know, in my business, I have people who manage the payables and the receivables too. I do involve a little bit, but you know what I keep. On my desktop, and I manage all the time, cash flow. Give us the website one more time.
MyBizHomepage.com.
And the partnership is just now getting developed?
This is our kickoff.
Talk to your local SBDC about how to find out more about this, too?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Thanks for doing what you're doing with the ASBDC.
My pleasure.
Let's
thanks
get you back again real soon.
Let's do that.
Don Wilson's not going anywhere. He's going to be back. We're going to talk about this big party we got going on here in Chicago. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Here we are.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.